My first round pick turned out to be a big flop. I don't know which wide receiver I need to drop. Ooh, Dr. Roto, give me the news. I really don't know what I should do. My quarterback keeps getting sacked. I've got a bad case of fantasy blues.
Here we go with the fastest 30 minutes of Major Market Radio. We say hi to the good doctor on Sports Talk. So I need to talk some fantasy football. Dr. Roto, I think after watching Washington and Denver and Chicago and Indianapolis, if you have players on any of those teams, you should dump them immediately. All four of those teams suck, and they've been on primetime the last two Thursdays.
I hope that people enjoying their Amazon Prime memberships, because those games stink really bad. I mean, hard to watch. It just goes to show, I think there's a lot of bad coaching in the NFL, and you would say it's parity, but I just don't think the play is very good right now. It's, I mean, so many quarterbacks. Do I need to see Wentz? Do I need to see Fields? Do I need to see Matt Ryan out there? None of the above.
And honestly, who of those four teams, and I don't mean to point out those four in particular, but who has just underperformed because of the fact these offenses just aren't moving? I mean, I don't think a lot of Bears wide receivers were being selected in the draft, but is there anything else? Jonathan Taylor has been hurt a little bit, but I mean, help me out. Has there been other guys that have suffered because of the way these offenses haven't moved the ball so far?
Well, sure. I mean, there was a Bears guy, Darnell Mooney. I think a lot of people saw him as a sleeper this year. And Justin Fields just, I mean, can't get enough going. And Mooney somebody said, is Mooney worth keeping? Well, he's good as, he's tied to Fields. So if Fields doesn't improve, then Mooney won't improve. I think for Washington, Terry McLaurin has been a monumental disappointment. Antonio Gibson has been a disappointment. It was great to see Robinson back after the gunshots, surgery. So, I mean, he looked pretty darn good. But Jonathan Taylor doesn't look good. The offensive line doesn't look good. And Indianapolis has a bunch of defensive injuries. Quiddy Pay is out this week. Shaquille Leonard is out again this week. Jacksonville hasn't played great the last couple of weeks. But, hey, this is a game that they can win with all these defensive injuries. The Colts are susceptible again.
All right, let's get to some of the NFL games. We will take your phone calls in the next segment of the show. If you've got any fantasy football questions you want to get in at 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. Are we buying in on the Giants at 4-1? Are we starting to scoop up some offensive players we wouldn't think about using? They're hosting the Ravens this week.
So, look, we like Saquon Barkley. He's arguably one of the top three running backs in fantasy football. There's a kid named Wandale Robinson from the University of Kentucky. He's a rookie. He's been injured. He's expected to play this week. He's a guy that Brian Daboll will design plays for, a lot like they did with Isaiah McKenzie in Buffalo. So he's going to give the Giants another dimension. I mean, Richie James, David Sills, none of those guys are interesting. But Robinson does have some juice. I like him there. I like Tony, but Tony will be out again this week. So if you need a complete flyer, take a shot on Wandale Robinson.
All right. Also on Sunday, and there's, again, some interesting matchups, the Buffalo-Kansas City game. I mean, can we just load our entire roster full of Bills and Chiefs players? Would that be fair to say?
You wish you could. If you could, you would. So, yep. I mean, look, I look at this as a revenge game. I know we always talk about the revenge narrative, but Josh Allen didn't make the Super Bowl. It was Patrick Mahomes' fault. So, I mean, I think the Bills are going to want to play very well this week. So I love him. Diggs hasn't gone off against the Chiefs, but that doesn't mean he won't. Gabe Davis, we saw what he could do last week when he's healthy. Dawson Knox is expected to play. Isaiah McKenzie's playing. Devin Singletary's in play. The Chiefs let up tons of receptions to opposing running backs, and Singletary has very good hands out of the backfield. All those guys are in play for the Chiefs. The Bills are very good against opposing tight ends, so I don't see this as a bust-out Travis Kelce four-touchdown game. Maybe he has a touchdown, but not what we saw last week. I do like Juju a little bit. I do like Valdez-Scantling a little bit. But I think the Chiefs are in trouble here. I think the Bills are a much better team.
All right, let's go to the defending Super Bowl teams of a year ago. The Bengals disappointing at 2-3 at the New Orleans Saints. Look, I've had Ja'Marr Chase, and coming off of what he did last year, especially towards the end, that entire offense is disappointed. Are we a little leery of using Bengal players, or do they get, quote-unquote, as I like to say, fat and happy against the Saints' defense?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have been a disappointment. But are you going to sit Joe Burrow when he goes back to New Orleans? Are you going to sit Ja'Marr Chase? No, you're going to sit T. Higgins. You're going to sit Joe Mixon. You can't. You're just sadly stuck with them. So unless you can make a trade in your league, you can't bench these guys. I mean, Jamar Chase wasn't having the greatest year last year until he went off and all of a sudden was like literally the best receiver in fantasy football. So these are the type of players you have to play week in and week out. And I know it's frustrating because it's lack of consistency, but these guys are too good to do anything else with. I do like Mixon this week. I do like Burrow this week. I think the Bengals have a rebound week.
How about the Rams, talking about Super Bowl teams? The champions are home this week for Carolina. They've got a new interim coach. The Rams have scuffled a little bit. Is it Stafford's fault? Why has L.A. not been the offensive juggernaut they were a year ago?
Sure, the offensive line has been bad, and the running game hasn't helped. So, I mean, obviously the offensive line doesn't help the running game. And Matthew Stafford has been under tons of pressure. So he's thrown a Cooper Kupp, he's thrown a Tyler Higbee, he's thrown the guys he knows. He's not using Allen Robinson, he's not using any other receivers. So the offense is becoming extremely predictable. Everybody knows what they're going to do. So, but I think the big part is protecting Matthew Stafford. I mean, Dallas was not giving Stafford any time to throw last week. So, I mean, look, they had a great Super Bowl run. They were a very good team, but they've got some significant injuries. Van Jefferson's not there. They still haven't dealt with the Beckham issue. You know, there's a lot of problems here with the Rams that Cooper, Kupp, and Higbee hide.
Jets at the Packers. Roto, are you scared about Aaron's hand injury? He hadn't practiced much this week. He's a go for the week. But is the Jets' defense respectable? Can they make it respectable? Or will the Packers start to feel better against a team that, I mean, look, the Jets are 3-2, but I don't think anybody's considering them to be a legitimate threat in the AFC.
Yeah, look, this is one of those games where I think the Packers are humiliated in England. They come back, they're in Green Bay, they're going to be able to run the ball against the Jets. They've got Aaron Jones, they've got A.J. Dillon. I think both those guys are in play this week. I like Alan Lazard, I like Romeo Doubs. I think Aaron Rodgers throws for 2 touchdowns. I don't know whether he gets for 350 yards, but it could get you 260 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know, for the Jets, they're just good enough to keep the game close, which is what you want. You don't want a game where it's like Buffalo and Pittsburgh last week where you can't get enough fantasy points. Breece Hall is absolutely in play. He's somebody that people should have been drafting earlier on. I do like Garrett Wilson to make a play this week. So I think the Jets lose, but they keep it close enough that there is fantasy goodness here.
Cowboys and Eagles. Is anybody starting Cooper Rush these days? And how have the skill position players done with him running the quarterback spot?
I mean, you're starting him if you don't like money because you're probably going to lose your league. So, I mean, look, he's been fine. He's been good. In reality, he's good. In fantasy, he's not great. I mean, they try not to throw the ball. They've been leaning on the run. They're going to try to do that again this week, which is going to be hard to do because the Eagles have a good defense. You know, but this is one of those problems. I think Dallas has learned they don't need to throw the ball that much. So when Dak Prescott comes back, I think a lot of people who drafted C.D. Lamb and Michael Gallup and Dalton Schultz are going to be disappointed because the Cowboys' identity has changed, and it's changed within the last, I would say, year. The Cowboys before used to be a crappy defense with a good offense. Now they're a mediocre offense with a really good defense. Why go for it on third down when you can just be conservative, punt, and let your defense get out there?
All right, if you got a question for Dr. Roto about your fantasy football this weekend, dial in now to 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. More with Dr. Roto after a word for Stat Hero, and hopefully you're listening to all the things that Dr. Roto is giving you in terms of advice of who to play, because if you put together a dream team, you can win some money. In fact, the folks at Stat Hero have a 98% win rate for those that are playing beginner games. That's the key. Playing these beginner games get you into the process of learning what it's like to play with one of the best DFSs out there, and it's StatHero.com. Go to StatHero.com, use the promo code SportsMT, and you will get a dollar-for-dollar match on your fantasy football. Again, that's StatHero.com. Promo code SportsMT. You can go in contests where you're going against quarterbacks. You can pick specific games, bet on the college games. You can go on the NFL games. There's all different sorts of opportunities to bet on baseball, and not necessarily just betting, but it's daily fantasy sports. And you're not going against Las Vegas. You are going against Stat Hero. So if you create the team, if you're a better GM than Stat Hero is, you're going to win. Do yourself a favor. This is a company that has seen its growth go 2,000% year to year. Why? Because you can actually win in Stat Hero. Go to StatHero.com, promo code SportsMT. Listen to me and Roto the rest of the way. Get your good advice and win today. StatHero.com, promo code SportsMT for that dollar-for-dollar match. All from Stat Hero. We're winning isn't a fantasy. Fast 30 minutes of Major Market Radio continue here on the Matt Thomas Show. If you have a question for Dr. Roto, 713-212-5790, 713-212-5790. The Monday night game involves the Denver Broncos, some more national television time. Russell Wilson, where was he drafted? And I know he's not living up to expectations no matter where he was drafted, right?
Yeah, he was drafted like somewhere between the 7th and 10th rounds. I honestly cut him in two leagues. I just can't watch it anymore. I refuse to watch it. I don't see it getting better. I'm with an injury, with terrible play calling. I don't even know what to say, MT. Honestly, $245 million wasted.
And frankly, all the Denver players you drafted to catch his passes are wasted too, correct?
I mean, look, Cortland Sutton has been good. I will say that. Jerry Judy's been, you know, mediocre. Javonte Williams out for the year. So you got a Melvin Gordon, Mike Boone combination at running back, underwhelming. You know, but I think Cortland Sutton's been fine. I mean, and Russell Wilson has gone to him. So if you have him, you can play him. The rest you can't.
All right, let's go to Taylor for Dr. Roto on 790. Taylor, what's your question, please?
PTR league, I need to start 2 of 3. Cortland Sutton, Gabriel Davis, and Chris Godwin.
Yeah, so you're absolutely in 100% starting Gabe Davis, okay? That's a no-brainer. Godwin, so look, here's what I can tell you what happened last week. They got out to a big lead, and they basically sat Godwin. They didn't need to play him much. So, I mean, I think he was like 5 for 58 at halftime, and then the second half, he got one more catch. That could happen this week. It could. I mean, they're playing Pittsburgh. They should be winning by a lot. This feels like a Mike Evans week to me. So, I mean, be very careful with Godwin. If he doesn't get his points in that first half, you might not see any in the second.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Chris for Dr. Roto on 790. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you guys for taking my call. Hey, Dr. Roto, good to hear from you. So I don't have many woes on my league. I'm sitting at a comfortable 4-1 out of 10-man league right now. But I did hear you say we should be worried about CeeDee Lamb's production when Dak Prescott comes back. Now, is it a good time to trade CeeDee Lamb for somebody like Tyler Lockett? I do have somebody who's wanting to trade Tyler Lockett for CeeDee Lamb. I didn't even trade.
I don't. That's a tough one for me, and here's why: because you're trading Lamb is a better player, right? Even though the offense hasn't been as good. But you're paying full value for Tyler Lockett, right? If Lockett goes 4 for 40 this week, it's not going to cost you CeeDee Lamb. So I don't know. I might back off on that trade. I don't mind you moving Lamb, but I want to be getting much better than Lamb, maybe even two players for Lamb. When you're doing Lockett, like I said, you're paying full value for Lockett.
Let's go to Mike with us on 790. Mike, what's your question for Dr. Roto?
Dr. Roto, good evening. Need 2 out of 3. Tyreek Hill, Marquise Hollywood Brown, or A.J. Brown. And my second question would be the replacement for Penny Rashad, which is Walker, or Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, so right now we don't know if Jonathan Taylor's playing. He always plays better at home, even though Jacksonville's defense is pretty good. I do like Kenneth Walker. I think he's going to be a very good player. I wouldn't mind going with Walker this week. I think you have to play Tyreek Hill if he's on the field. It's just too good not to play. I know it's the third quarterback. I worry about that too. But Mike McDaniel will scheme ways for him to get open. So when you're looking at Hollywood Brown versus A.J. Brown, the question is this. A.J. Brown runs a lot of his routes through the slot. That's Dallas's worst cornerback, Jordan Lewis. So hopefully that happens. I don't like sitting Marquise Brown. I don't. But at the same time, there's Zach Hurts, there's Rondell Moore, there's Eno Benjamin because James Conner is going to be out. And, man, I don't want to be the guy who's sitting A.J. Brown. So I probably will lean A.J. Brown until.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brian on 790. Brian for the good doctor on Dr. Roto. Go ahead, Brian.
James Robinson or Kareem Hunt? Who should I start there? And then I had to take out T.J. Hockenson. And is Taysom Hill a good
I think we lost
it.
Yeah,
let's talk about Taysom Hill as a tight end, okay? Most tight ends out there are not very good, right? Most tight ends get about 5 to 10 points a week. Taysom Hill could get you nothing, but then what if he runs a touchdown in? All of a sudden, he's better than he's better than most tight ends out there. I picked him up in an ESPN league just for that reason, but the rest of my team is pretty strong, so I can hang with him. So I have no problem using him as a tight end, but you can't use him as a quarterback. In terms of Robinson, so let's talk about this. He was really good weeks one and two. He wasn't, hasn't been as good since then. That said, once again, the Colts are missing two of their best defensive players. I got to think this is a week that they're going to want to run the football. I'll give Robinson one more week here.
The guy, the caller just called back, Dr. Rory, said, is Taysom Hill a good cook? And we don't have the answer to that. So,
but I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he's a wonderful cook. Corey in Pearland for Dr. Roto. Hi, Corey.
Hey, buddy. Dr. Roto, two quick questions. Do I, out of the two, do I start Pittman or Jacoby Myers? And out of the three, which one would you start? Kenneth Walker, Ezekiel Elliott, or Connor? Next.
Yeah, I don't think Connor's playing, so I don't think you need to worry about that. I'm going to play Kenneth Walker. I really like him. Guy was a top pick for a reason. Right, he's that good. He played at Michigan State. He's not great at catching the ball, but doesn't matter. He can run it really well. I'm going to play Pittman, right? I especially if Jonathan Taylor's out. They're going to throw the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball. I mean, they're probably looking at Deion Jackson as their starting running back if Taylor doesn't play, and that's not a good sign. So, look, Pittman is, as long as Ryan is there, Pittman is fine.
Last one belongs to Matt on line one for Dr. Roto. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, should I start Geno Smith or Patrick Mahomes?
What? What? Come on.
Great question.
We can't end it on that. Yeah. Ross, ask a question about your fantasy team. Oh, I got one for you.
No, wait. Okay, I was ready.
All right, go ahead. No, go ahead, Ross. Jump in there.
Let's see. No, actually, I'm pretty good.
I got one for you. Matthew Stafford or Daniel Jones.
You know, if the answer to your question is Daniel Jones, I don't like that question. Look, he's been okay, but you got to go with Matthew Stafford in this game against Carolina. This is a get-well game for Los Angeles, and they need one desperately.
All right, I'll go with one. All right, play one, Amari Cooper, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin.
I'll go Godwin here, but I do like DJ Moore. I know he's going to see a little Jalen Ramsey, but P.J. Walker will feature him, and P.J. Walker, dare I say, is probably better than Baker Mayfield. That's how bad Baker's been playing, and DJ Moore has not seen the football much this year. But look, Godwin, this is a game that could explode. This is a game where Brady can get another 300 yards and three touchdowns. And what if I told you that Godwin was one of those touchdowns? It's easy to see.
Yeah,
so
and what
I
if
think Godwin's a safe play.
What if I told you I already have Brady and Evans, though, too?
Look, if you play Godwin at that point, you're probably getting all the touchdowns. But that said, maybe I'd lean to DJ Moore. Like I said, they're going to need to feature him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we asked Dr. Roto to come on this show once a week and give us a number one, no doubt about it, play. It's Dr. Roto's Lock of the Week. What do you got, Roto?
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't heard the name Ramondre Stevenson from you guys here because this guy is the real deal. Damian Harris is going to miss a few weeks. Stevenson is going to see 20 to 25 touches. This guy's easy for 4 yards to carry. This guy goes over 100 yards, probably scores a touchdown. Cleveland's run defense, not very good. Yeah, find a way to get Ramondre Stevenson in your lineups.
And that is Dr. Roto's Lock of the Week. Where can we find you, my friend, between now and Sunday, 12 noon?
Yeah, you can find me always at drroto.com. You can find me at SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. And the Better Sports Network, it's an app you can download. I'm on tonight, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Great stuff, my friend. We'll talk again next Thursday, and thanks for moving our time around because of the Astros. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, MC. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, that's Dr. Roto with us here on the Matt Thomas Show. We're going to come back and play some highlights and some good music as the Astros pick up that second win against the Mariners. We have the Rotten 5 at 220. Ross, what is Believe It or Not today at 250?
Oh, crap.
It's about crap. 713. 212-5790. Let's celebrate the Astros win with some highlights and talk of Game 3. We'll also let you hear what Nick DeToro had to say about our ballpark and our team. Friend of the show. And then we will also check in with KJR in Seattle and see what they're up to. It is the Matt Thomas Show with a word here for Silverleaf Medical Clinic. These are the folks that have a special offer for you that will include a free examination and consultation with a medical doctor if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction. You'll get a free blood flow ultrasound and a special gift that will produce instant results in the bedroom. It's all valued at $500. It's yours for free when you call 713-843-7000. 713-843-7000. If you've been struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is a procedure out there and a treatment that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It is a medical breakthrough. 713-843-7000. 713-843-7000. Online, SilverleafMedicalClinic.com.